Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is September 26, 2018 and we are here in the Holy Land celebrating the Feast of the Tabernacles, the holiday that encompasses the whole wide world. And as the Jewish people pray for the God of Israel, we pray for all 70 nations. We celebrate all God's creation, and it's so symbolic that we have the United Nations gathering. As we are here, we see all the leaders of this world of ours in the big scrimmage. It's like a big, big match. Everyone come with his power play. They have a power base, and everything is going crazy. And, there are spectators, there are people who look, and the whole world are waiting to see what's going to happen, you know, between America and Russia, between China and Iran, and Israel, of course, is like a major player. It's always in the middle for some reason because God's, you know, have his eyes on us all the time. We need to play. And maybe because that where we are finding our balance of power, we can see when it's important to understand the role of the Jewish people. When the world is in a struggle, when the powers are playing really, really rough, it's time to listen to some kind of wisdom. Listen to our final, the Bible, what it teaches, and every week we study again and again. So today we're going to talk about the power, the balance of power, and how we can create a better world. They are listening, they are there, and they are incredible. Everyone in his own perspective. You know, we have Donald Trump that is incredible, and we have Putin on the other side that is shooting, his power off just to show us. We are here, we are watching, we're listening, and we know how important this world is for all of us. That's why we're going to make it happen. Don't, bear with us. We're going to be on a break in a few seconds, but we'll be back after this.
Hi, I'm Rabbi David Aaron. The soul basics are the most profound, the most essential, and yet often the most neglected in our education. Join me for Soul Talk on Israel's News Talk Radio and discover the secrets to love, spiritual growth, and personal power.
We are back. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. You wake up, everybody in America. I know it's 10 o'clock and you're early, and United Nations is off, it's buzzing with everything. You know, the world is in a move, and we need to make a decision where we're going. Yesterday, President Donald Trump was talking about the situation. He's gathering forces in America. As economically wise men should do, and he's gather all his forces, and for some reason, his comment got a laugh, and everybody's really preoccupied with that laugh. And I'm telling you, diplomats, when they feel uncomfortable, they laugh. Because if Donald Trump said that he made the most incredible changes in the history of America, they can laugh only because they didn't do nothing for their country. That's their shortcoming. This is an embarrassment of laugh. And they were laughing to show. And you know what? In that comment that he said, he didn't expect that that reply. He actually earned everybody's love because he was so Donald Trump. He was so honest to God. He was like, that's the negotiator we all love. And everybody needs to come to terms with the reality that our president, our dear president, is a good man who does his best for America's sake under God Almighty. And you know what? He's fantastic. He does so good for this world because he is on a move. And everybody starts working. Like, you know, like his vice president said, you know, buckle up. We start working. You know, don't expect to be lazy. Just let's get going. You know, operate, drilling, working hard. And making the best out of your life, out of America. We need to rebuild all, you know, the dormant cells, you know, that they were sleeping and doing nothing and, you know, making problem constantly. And all these anarchists that wants to jump and riots every time, even in the presence of the Senate hearing, which is not American, by all means, and it's not Democrat. Democrats, I expected more than you. And you can hear this, you know, Supreme Court judge hearing, and you can see people complaining about his past. And I'm saying, I trust the girl. I always believe the girls because I'm a girl. I can understand that. But the fact that she has picture with Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton is really not good. And what is with another Weinstein from Hollywood? So she's a Democrat, obviously, and she's a friend of the Clintons, and she's complaining against the appointee of the president. Sounds a little tricky. So by appearances, it doesn't look right. And they say in us, if you suspect it, you know, you suspect it and that's it. But think about it. Why we need this problem? Maybe Donald Trump need to consider it because we don't need the headaches, especially when we have Rosenstein that needs to go. Larry, you are on. Thank you so much for calling.
How are you today, Orly?
I'm fine, darling. It's so good to hear your voice. We have a holiday here. Well, are you celebrating
thank
over
you.
There?
I know. You're the only one on, too. I know that. That's good. I appreciate it.
I'm always on.
Just
I
a
am
word
with
about the
never.
UN. About, I'm sorry, Trump at the
yes,
UN.
Yes, please. Please.
I don't. Yes. A lot of people made a lot out of the fact that they said that everyone was laughing at him. They were not laughing at him. They were laughing with him in a good-natured, friendly way, I think.
Right. It sounds like that. And you know,
go ahead.
No.
When he said the Germans, if they didn't be careful, they would be 100% dependent on Russia for their energy in the future. Now they laughed, but they laughed not at him. They laughed kind of smirked. Like children with each other. They were very, very uncomfortable when he said that. And I think the simple matter is with Germany, I think a lot of their politicians are heavily invested in that energy transfer from Russia to Germany. And, Germany has a swamp all of its own. It may need a little draining too at this time. But, what I noticed on the expressions on everyone's face at the meeting was that they were frozen looking at him. Nobody blinked. And normally during a meeting, people are passing papers to each other and whispering and fooling around and everything. They were frozen with respect. They were all watching him, waiting to see what he was going to say next. And he said plenty.
He's rocking the place. Come on, guys. We know that. He's Donald Trump. He cannot do anything but rock the place. He's fantastic. I've been following him for years. I was in the building industry in America, so my background is like construction, and
I love to build, and I
saw him, and I was like so respectful of his work. I was going yeah. New York City, touching the stone on his Donald Trump building, and I was saying, "Wow, this is majestic." Yeah. I loved the way he works, and I gave him so much respect. And when he was like coming on, I knew he could make it. I knew I have no, but you know, all those goons that tried to put him down. I think that yeah. Actually, what was going on in the White House was really dangerous. I didn't like the fact that I think that it was a borderline like a mutiny, something like that. It was
sedition, and that's why, or insurrection or something. But you're right, a coup. Administrative group,
definitely.
You're absolutely right.
And that's why Rosenstein's name got out. The newspaper got out. And he needs to go because of the suspicion. You see, America is such a powerful player in the world, in the universe. God gave her that power. And we cannot have any hesitation about anybody, because that's how you deteriorate it. You need to completely trust each other. And if there is a lack of trust, it's over. Who?
Donald? I just get the feeling when he talks that he's telling the truth, that he's sincere.
Of course. Not just this. He doesn't work any other way. A person who works with God has a higher understanding. You understand the way it works. You see, people don't come to power for nothing. God gave them the ability, because he's coming to fix the world. He's happy. Now he said, I'm for America, because America needs the healing. We need to take care of America. We need to bound those wounds of 9/11 still. You know?
Elected, and, we would have been in deep trouble right now.
Oh yeah, if you had Hillary, my goodness, that
and
so would, she would sell. She would.
And so would the whole Middle East.
Yeah. Maybe that's why.
I'm just very happy with what he's doing, and people don't like the way he talks or the way he looks or his personality. That's just too bad. We didn't elect him for that. We elected him to do the job, and we felt like he had the ability. And I think he has the ability. And I'll tell you what, in these midterms, I think the Republicans are going to pick up seats in the House and the Senate. I really do.
We need to fight. No, on the House, we need to really make a big fight, because they are rocking the boats right now real bad. And they're asking everybody to come and vote.
Yeah.
And
I've
been talking to them. Yes, sir.
Jeff Flake in Arizona, that retiring politician. Jeff Flake and Ben Sasse, that senator from Nebraska, and Chuck Schumer and Adam Schiff should all move to Venezuela. That's where they belong.
That's so cool.
That's probably not a very nice thing to say, but
we need to clean some House seats, and this one is gonna be a real one. But we need to come to terms with the balance of power in the world right now, and that's where I'm going to talk in the next segment, between Russia and America, and how the European Union needs to get off the horses on the Brexit, because the English
don't you think there's a coalition forming right now between the United States and maybe some other powers that feel really threatened by terrorism, such as Saudi Arabia and maybe the government in Jordan. I think they're forming a coalition to combat this terrorism that comes along right now, because they all have a lot to lose from it. We all do. So it's time to get together and play on the same team for a while. And I think Trump is just exactly the right person to lead that. So I'm happy with it. That's all I can say.
We definitely, and we run out of time, Larry. I'm so respectful thanking you for coming on the show, and I'm making it happen. Thank you so much, sir. And God bless you. I'm sending you really a best blessing to have a fantastic, fantastic day in Kansas. And to all Kansas, we love you. Okay? Be good, Larry. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. All right, guys, we're going to go to a break in a few. I want to say to you, you know, keep it up. Smile. Miracle do happen. Whatever it is, you know, we'll pray with you. We pray with you to make this world better. We all need some encouragement. We all need some love and care. And this is the place to be, and I'm here for you. We'll be back after this.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
And we are back. Thank you for listening. This is Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. If you want to call From Jerusalem, it's 02-6500-151. And from the USA, it's 301-768-4841. Again, 301-768-4841. And Jerusalem is 02-6500-151. Now, we thank you, Larry, for joining us. And yes, there were demonstration in Temple Mount, and today they were like kicking worship from Temple Mount. And I just got, while I was preparing for the show, I just got some messages from an ambassador. I'm not going to mention him. That was really mad that Jewish people descend on Temple Mount, especially on Sukkot, where we're supposed to go there by biblical understanding. You see, let's talk about the struggle of power. What is the struggle of power in this world of ours? We have Donald Trump, which is a believer in God. He says, I give you freedom. You do whatever you want. You can worship whoever you want. This is your liberty. And you know what? He's true to that because his daughter chose to come to be a part of the Jewish nation. And she's beloved sister of Israel. And we love her because it's original. It's, you know, to come back to Judaism, it just being, you know, going back to their original stuff. It's nothing wrong with that. You can do whatever you want. Whatever you're born is respectfully yours. You take it and you carry it through love. Now, Donald Trump say, we have our sovereignty. We want you guys to respect us. We want to work, and we are not going to support anything that is against us. Makes sense? It's like the dimension of any kind of dimension of humanity that you do whatever is good for your own and you protect them, okay? Now, we have on the other hand, we have a balance of the European Union than the Russians. Now, the Russians are in the last few years been playing really, really well. They are doing their best. The only thing I want to say to Donald, to Mr. Putin, which been exercising his power in the Japanese Sea today, which is impressive. If you see the picture, you would see how much power the Russians do have. And it's so nice when you exercise, when you practice, or you just blow up some steam because you don't want to blow the world. you go in elsewhere and you make exercise, which I respect that very much. Now, Mr. Putin been playing so well, helping us with Syria, helping the world, because the European Union are MIA. You guys don't do nothing. You actually gather those miserable immigrants and let them out in whatever. And even you cannot even conclude a nice deal with the English. It's something that it's unbelievable. They want to go. It's like that husband that doesn't let the wife go. And I know what I'm talking about. You can carry on and on, drag them through the mud as long as, you know, you need to own them. English is not owned by anybody. They have a queen, almighty queen. You know, Queen Elizabeth of England is a woman that you guys don't reckon with. You guys have to understand that the European Union needs to let them go nice and as soon as possible, because English is not a force that you can play, because they have power play in Australia, they have power play in Canada, and if you didn't see your map correctly, they are much, much stronger than you guys in Europe. And the European are in a shamble again because the Italian decided they want to leave. They're crying out loud. They don't want to be a part of it. And it's going to tick-tock before it happens. There is no question about it. And trust me, I was living in Italy, and I told them already in 2002, what you guys are doing? Why are you a part of it? And every time I tell them, leave again and again. You know, because the Italian are part of my beloved countries. I grew up there. They love me, and they adopted me, okay? I'm American too, but I'm a child of the world. That's why I can live in three continents and, you know, maybe more. You never know. And speak five languages and talk to everybody. And I can stop anybody in the street and talk to them. And they don't know how, and we become best friends. That's the way it is if you love the universe. And that's how Donald Trump is. He is a friend to the universe. And Mr. Putin is another friend of the universe that nobody wants to play. Yes, he play rough. And if you want to show us grace, Mr. Putin, let Navalny go out. Because he has his mission too. Maybe it's not the mission we all want or respect or whatever. I don't know what it is. Come to term. Because using force is not the smart way to go. Navalny has, maybe he doesn't have much power, and he's not powerful like Mr. Putin, of course, but he has the care of the world. Like the Catalonian leader that is there, he's out of his country, he's in Denmark, I think, and is hiding because somebody wants his head. And why? Because he wanted liberty. Come on, guys. Power is passé. Trying to outsmart each other now, for God's sake. Now we're playing, you know, rough with the business. We're doing, you know, the war of business. Fine, this is what we want to struggle. We will go and make success at the end of the day. Everyone in his own corner, because there is so much to build. There is so much to grow. There is so many children to teach. You guys have so much work. Stop fighting. And it's not one corner of the world, you know, go to another corner, okay? I remember when Abram, the patriarch from Exodus, when he wanted to go, he said to his brothers, you go to another side. You know, we don't get along. You can go to another side. Now, what happened? You know, they left, and that's how we grew. But Abram is Abram. And we all have a big world to, you know, to carry on. They're beautiful. Listen, I didn't travel much in my life. I just only grew, you know, had to live in three continents because that's my destiny. But I didn't travel around because I was busy constantly keeping an eye on the ball, making sure that nobody is falling. And today I had a beautiful surprise. I looked in the United Nations, and all of a sudden I found the archive of United Nations. I don't know how I do this thing, but I got it in front of me. Probably it's godsend like usual. And I plugged in Orly Benny Davis to the archive of the United Nations. I said, hey, let's see if what happened. And sure enough, I found a letter that I wrote to Secretary General Kofi Annan in 1998. A letter, official letter of history, came out, I was in tears because I sent Mr. Kofi Annan that passed, that God bless his soul. I sent Kofi Annan flowers then. It was from the children of Israel. And if I be fast enough, I think I might find this now and I could read it to you because it was a really beautiful letter to write to the Secretary General. And I remember that I did something very simple. I wrote with my heart. See, sometimes you do write with your heart. You don't need to, you know, seriously, you don't need sometimes to be smart. You just write from the heart. And I wrote a letter to Secretary General telling him how much we care about this world and how much we want to be in peace with everybody else. And I'm going to read it to you. It's dated March 1, 1998. United Nations, Honorable Kofi Annan, Secretary General. Dear Honorable Mr. Annan, I hope this letter find you well. Did your honor enjoy the flower from the children of Israel that we have sent you? It was a gesture of appreciation to thank your honor. My name is Orly Benny Davis. My effort as a citizen of the world is to help peace and preservation of our planet. I come from the Holy Land, and I believe in the Bible and its sacred role in the world. We have only 2 minutes, so it's going to be longer. I think I've got to hold on this because it's really interesting. This letter, like, it's a message from mystery. And I'm going to, and from the United Nations, God gracious. So I'm going to keep you hanging a little, telling you that I wrote it. And it's bringing tear to my eyes because that's what is this world of ours. We are doing our best to preserve it. And sometimes silly gesture or laughter can change and, you know, people can start fighting. We don't want this. Please forgive Donald Trump. Please forgive them. They were silly. They were stupid. They were embarrassed. But I'm sure they love you because your reply was so sweet that everybody felt connected. You connected our world with that incredible gesture when you said you didn't accept that. I think that you earn our respect worldwide. You know, you had it before, but you got it. So we're going to be after the break. Call if you want. We have 30 seconds. You can find our number on Israel News Talk Radio. And I am live here today for you. It's Sukkot. Happy Sukkot for you all, okay? All over the world. And I'm going to tell later who's listening from so many countries. All right? So be gay, be good, be Gates, okay? And we'll talk later after the break. See you.
I'm Jono Vandor.
And I'm Ross Nichols.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind, a show that broadcasts all the weekly goodness that flows like milk and honey from the Holy Land straight into your ears with humorous and happy news stories.
We're going to be talking about...
What are we going to talk about?
A person who takes out a terrorist with a pizza tray.
And there's Donald Trump talking to a turkey. What's that about?
A 71-year-old rock star is a staunch supporter of Israel.
Join us on our program, Israel on My Mind.
Every Thursday.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis. If you want to call in from Jerusalem, it's 02-6500-151 or from America, 301 768-4841. We love to talk to you. And I want to say hello to all our friends in the United States. We love you. God bless America. From Canada, from Israel, from the Russian Federation, you guys. Oh, I'm happy you're here. Australia, Brazil, Germany, Sweden, and Argentina. Guys, thank you so much for listening and checking with us. So I sent in 1998 a letter to Kofi Annan. Tell you the truth, I was so disappointed I didn't get an answer, because usually I get an answer from all of them, probably. And this one was like, oh, he didn't answer. But now look at this. 20 years later, I found it in the archive official, signed priority mail that I sent. It's dated March 6, 1998. It's stamped, everything. It's in the archive. I made history in the United Nations. All right. So I wrote to him. I sent him flowers and I wrote, my name is Orly Benny Davis. My effort as a citizen of the world is to help peace and preservation of our planet. I come from the Holy Land and believe in the Bible and its sacred role in this world. In my letter today, I would like to cite from the Bible, from the prophecy of Isaiah, a very interesting verse whom I believe and I wish, sir, will identify with the meaning and may encourage your honor. Isaiah 41:20-25. I have inspired someone from the north, and he has come. He calls out in my name from where the sun rises. He will come upon ruler as one treat on mortar, as a potter tramping clay. Don't understand that. I have placed my spirit upon him, so he can bring forth justice to the nation. He will not shout, nor raise his voice, nor make his voice heard in the street. He will not break even a bronze reed, nor extinguish even flickering flags, but he will administer justice in truth. He will not slacken nor tire until he set justice in the land, and Ireland will long for his teaching. It's a great honor to write this letter. My pray that it will be well taken. May the future will be well continue advance in world peace. One who brings innovation frameworks to the world and to the Middle East. May it bring the Syrian and the Lebanese statement to the table with our Israeli friends. My hope and belief is that the excellent leader like yourself can bring the peace process to a different level with a real peace. Thank you so much for your time, Your Honor. Thank you for your excellent example. God blessing with you, Mr. Secretary. Sincerely, Orly Benny Davis for World Peace. All right, you guys, this was a letter that I sent to Mr. Kofi Annan. God bless his soul. And it's 20 years later, it surfaced in the archive of the United Nations. And I was in tears today that I found it. I said, oh, I need that encouragement that God is sending us, his beloved angels, you know, spirits, you know, people that do good and help us go through the world of ours. It's not easy, but you know what, for every people that think that they can control the world and try to take God away from it, like in Europe they try so much, they're going to be replaced, because God Almighty as is present now stronger than ever. Everybody senses it, everybody knows it. There is not, you know, it's not funny. Because in this enlightened time of ours, to understand the universe, you know that God must exist, right? And not just this, you feel it stronger and stronger because it's the energy is different. I don't know, it's going and changing and life, and you can, things happen, and all of a sudden the world is connected and we have one internet, we have one world. Now, I know that Donald Trump didn't like globalization per se, and he didn't like the idea that to have a globalized something. But, you know, we have communication, we have the internet, we have the web, we have the cyber. You can disconnect from anything. It's over. You know, it's that phase. It's we are farther the road. So for all the world of ours, we need to make a prayer. I need you all to make a prayer together with me, a stronger one today, because it's a holiday. It's a holiday that respects all the nation of the world. It's a holiday that include all of us in one aspect. We all need grace. We all need love. We all need respect. We all need some fun and happiness, okay? Let's do that. We try everything else, right? Let's do the aspect. Now, we try also wealth, a lot of wealth. And that wealth of us is nice, but it's abusive to others. So maybe just a little simpler life. We don't need to have, you know, the whole, well, I like Lamborghini. Yes, I do. If I could, I would probably run it. But, you know, here with control of the freeway, you cannot ride very fast. So it doesn't matter anyway. The idea is like that. You need to understand that we are right now changing the world. We cannot have prima donnas. We cannot have people that are spoiled rotten. We cannot have Mogherini like trumping our food saying, no, 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 I'm staying with Iran. Oh, girl, your time is up because we have elections soon, and I hope that Mogherini will be replaced because this Secretary of the European Union really had it. You cannot go against a power like America. And Russia is working hard to keep the balance, and that's what the power of balance is between the two powers, and in the middle we have European Union. And we are actually the power, Israel is the power of the spirit. We are the spiritual center. We don't need to have the force, but we do it because we have to defend ourselves. And if you stop sending the idea of the Palestinian to the board every second time, because you know, you want to penetrate some kind of regime like they penetrate France with the idea, then the Islam put also many, the invading the zone of, you know, the free zone of the spirit of the French people. Then you have England, you have all the other countries that are like submerged with them. And, you know, freedom is not something that you can avoid. You need to control it. You need to fight for it. You need to get it back. And you guys in Europe, you need to get together. I would suggest to you to have one incredible force to start working on a plan how to bring back your freedom to work, to live, to be happy, in this, you know, like before. But the American needs to go on and work hard and, you know, exclude all, you know, make taxes like they need with all the merchandise that came from China that are sponsored, are, you know, subsidized to. It's really easy when you have a regime that wants to take over, but Americans are stopping it. China needs to come to plan B, maybe come better to the place and help the European, because the European needs some help now. Macron said it. They are, he claimed failure all over, a failure of leadership, failure. Macron said that. I'm not saying, I love Italy, so I trust they're going to help rebuild it. But the truth of the matter is this facade of Mr. Abdullah from Jordan, King Abdullah of Jordan, was the most outrageous show that I saw. The fact that he was saying that we need only two-state solution when he owns that state. That two-state solution is Jordan. They took already half of Palestine, 80% of that land of the Palestinian they took, and that's Jordan. That's why Abu Abbas doesn't, you know, is considering the confederation with Jordan. But the truth of the matter, there is no other solution when 80% of your citizens are Palestinian and the queen is Palestinian. You know, take responsibility, King Abdullah. King Abdallah, take responsibility. We help you. You know, 2013, they were coming for you, and we help you. And now you're trying to even negate their own, you know, your own people. They're citizens. They're Jordanian citizens. Because King Hussein, God bless his soul, said that he gave all the Palestinians citizenship. We have the paper from the White House. I have it all documented, trailed completely. And, you know, it's already typed in the old-fashioned typewriter. It's written there. We have a minute to go. We are concluding the show. It's cut. It's 2018, you guys. You know, September is almost gone. I had a rough September. That was the rockiest that I remember myself going through in the Holy Land, because it's not easy. It's not picnic. But we love. Hi, Orly, the globalism you're speaking of is not the President Trump is speaking about. Yes, we are globally connected, but he's speaking about the technocrats. Yeah, I don't like the technocrats. You're absolutely right. The technocrats are not elected, and we have to run. I love you all. Bye-bye. Pray for Jerusalem. Say God bless you all. Goodbye. And tomorrow we have a very big show in Jerusalem. Bye-bye.
Hey, this is Jake in Anchorage, Alaska, and I love listening to all the super interesting interviews and up-to-date information on what's happening in Israel.
Hello, this is Anna King, originally from London, now living in Israel. And what can I say? Israel News Talk Radio is my cup of tea.
My name is Bhaskar. I'm from India, and I love listening because you get to know the truth and wonderful voices from this lovely country.
Mom!
Okay, wait a minute.
Hi, this is Chava Dax, and I'm calling for the rolling hills of Maale Adumim, just north of Jerusalem. I always listen to Israel News Talk Radio to get all the latest news and commentary and to keep me up to date every day.
This is Sarah Dax from Maale Adumim, and I'm 12. I wish Israel News Talk Radio was boring so my mom wouldn't listen to it all the time. Mom!
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
If you love Israel News Talk Radio, then you'll love our Facebook page. We keep you up to date on what's happening in Israel, plus little surprise treasures that we don't share on the radio. Go now to follow us on Facebook. Just look for the Israel News Talk Radio Facebook page, and don't forget to subscribe and follow us by clicking on the like button. We post great stuff there that you'll want to share. Israel News Talk Radio on Facebook and Israel News Radio on Twitter.
If you're hearing this message, everyone else can too. Advertise with Israel News Talk Radio and get your message out to people. We'll build a personalized package for you. Contact advertising at israelnewstalkradio.com.
Straight talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.